I'm thankful for the grace of God in my life. The grace that pardoned me and saved me from my sins. I've experienced a work of grace. Many years ago, I visited an old missionary Baptist church in Florida. I was trying to find out if it was a sound church. Just because it says missionary Baptist doesn't mean anything anymore. And after I visited for a while and talked to the pastor, and we were talking about people joining and what they must do to join a church, and they had altered and changed their behavior. They had altered and changed their practice. And he said, you know, and I told him how we practiced, and he said, you know, we used to require an experience of grace of people that join, but we don't do that anymore. That's sad, isn't it? You got to have an experience of grace where you move from being a child of the devil to where you become a child of God. I mean, that has to happen in your life. You've got to be born again by His Spirit. You've got to have that change. And it's not just the grace that we experience in conversion, but it's the grace that keeps us as a Christian. The grace that we're able to receive when we go through trials or troubles or hardship or pain or even death. There's dying grace. James said, you know, when we come and we ask, we can receive more grace. He giveth more grace. Isn't that wonderful? Do we need any more grace today? Well, it's available. It's accessible by and through the throne of grace. We can come boldly to the throne of grace. God dispenses grace to us. His church today needs more grace. We don't deserve it. We're unworthy of it. It's an undeserved favor of God that we get to enjoy. I pray that you'll experience a work of God's grace. If you've never been saved by the grace of God, I pray that you'll experience His grace in your heart and life. And if you're a Christian and you need more grace, I pray that you'll just come boldly to the throne of grace, that you might find grace and mercy and help in your time of need. Oh, what a blessing it is. I tell you, the Lord's coming back. He's coming back with power and great glory. And what bothers me, the only thing that disturbs me, I don't have anything here. I don't plan to take anything from here. Naked came I into this world, and with nothing I will go into the next. I tell you something, folks. If you're here today and you're not ready for the coming of the Lord, you better get ready. The only thing that bothers me are those that are unprepared. I'm ready for the appearing of the Lord. I believe in the imminent return of Christ. In other words, I believe He could come today. That's what I believe. I'm convinced that the church has been admonished by the Lord Jesus Christ to wait in expectation of His coming. To lift up our eyes, our redemption is drawing nigh. He's going to take His redeemed out of this world. Amen? Oh, what a good day for the Lord to come back. Only thing that upsets me, bothers me, disturbs me, because I'm ready. Aren't you ready? The only thing that alarms me and upsets me is I'm concerned about those who have not given testimony of the saving grace of God. And you're not ready. You're not ready for that day, because when that day comes, the door of mercy will have been shut. There'll be no more opportunities to be saved. The door of mercy will be shut, and where death finds you or the Lord comes, when that time comes, when He returns, where you are found in that situation, eternity awaits you.
Right.
It'll seal your fate. And if you've never been saved, man, you need to make your calling and your election sure. You need to call upon the Lord and be saved today. Amen? Because it could be today. It could be today. Well, whether the Lord comes back or not, I might die today. I don't know. But folks, I'm ready. Don't want, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. Amen? I know where I'm going when I die. I'll just be gathered to my people. Yeah, go ahead and sing. God bless you. Listen, this altar is always open. In other words, you can come and pray and seek the Lord today, that you might find Him and know Him for yourself, that you might be ready to go to heaven, that you might have your sin debt canceled, that you might have your sins washed away. I tell you, you can come to the altar today and call upon the Lord. This altar is open. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come back. Go ahead. Though, I wonder if there's somebody with something on your heart. Maybe somebody would like to praise the Lord today. Maybe somebody wants to give a testimony to the Lord and just praise Him. You know, I'm convinced that we ought to praise the Lord. I believe the redeemed of the Lord need to say so. I think there are times that we come together that God has orchestrated a testifying service. I believe there are times when the testimonies of God's people are extremely important. I believe they benefit us. They bless us. I have gathered strength from hearing about God's deliverance in people's lives. I mean, that's in essence what the Bible is. I mean, experiences that people have with God that encourage us and inspire us. From Daniel in the lion's den to the great prophet of Jeremiah and the great prophet Isaiah and the great prophet Ezekiel and all the trials and troubles that they went through and how God delivered them and helped them and encouraged them. And we can read about the Apostle Paul and all the apostles and just get a blessing from what God did in their lives. And we're inspired by that. But God's not dead. He's still with His people and He is still with His church. You know, we go through a lot of trials and a lot of troubles. The church has gone through many heartaches and hardships and difficulties and you think about all the martyrs and all the sacrifices that have been made. The whole book of Revelation is a martyr's manual. I mean, they are told about all the trials and difficulties. They are encouraged to love not their lives even unto death. They are told that they would have to die for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. And we today are beneficiaries of that. We have enjoyed those blessings because of the sacrifices that people have made. And the Lord is coming for His people. He's coming to gather His redeemed. He's going to gather His jewels. I'm glad I'm saved and a child of God. And I know I'm one of those that He will take home. Folks, I'm telling you, the Lord's coming back. He is coming back. He's coming back with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first. We which are alive and remain, we're going to be changed. We're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Amen? Yeah. Yeah. We will instantaneously receive our glorified bodies. That's phenomenal. I mean, we will bypass death like Elijah. We will bypass death. And we'll be like Jesus. Behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God. The world knoweth us not because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the children of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Amen? For we shall see Him as He is. I tell you, the Lord's coming. We'll be called up in a cloud to meet the Lord in the air. Oh, what a gathering that's going to be. Amen? Oh, what a gathering that's going to be. Paul said that those of us that are serving Him, and we have many challenges, and he charged the young minister Timothy in the fourth chapter of Timothy. He charged him before God and before the Lord Jesus Christ. He charged him at the appearing of Christ's kingdom to preach the Word. Preach the Word, be in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. He told him that the time will come when people will not heed sound doctrine, but shall heap unto themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they'll turn their ears from the truth and be turned to fables. And he told him to watch, to endure hardness. He told him to do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of his ministry. And he said, the time of my departure is at hand. He said, I've fought a good fight, and I've kept the faith. He said, henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge shall give me on that day. But not for me only, but for all those who love his appearing. He's coming! The Lord Jesus is coming! I can't wait, can you? I think it was the seventh from Adam. Enoch. Yeah, Enoch, the seventh from Adam, Jude said, preached and prophesied and said, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment on all the unrighteous, upon all their unrighteous deeds and their unrighteous communications, which they have unrighteously done. The Lord's coming to execute judgment and to take us home. Oh, all the way back to Adam. They've been looking for the coming of the Lord, for His glorious appearing. Oh, our Savior is going to take us home. The bridegroom is coming. The bridegroom is coming. And I love Him, Lord, the Lord today, because He saved me. He washed me. He redeemed me. He gave me eternal life. And I'm looking forward to the coming of the Lord. What was it that John said in the book of Revelation? In Revelation chapter 1, around verse 7, 8, 9, somewhere around in there, he said, behold, the Lord cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, even those that pierced him, and all the nations of the world shall mourn. Listen, folks, you better get ready. There are those that are ready for the coming of the Lord, and those that are not ready. Those that will mourn, and those of us that will rejoice. Oh man, what a day that will be. When we see Jesus, when we see those graves burst open, and we see our loved ones, we'll get to see that. Amen? The graves burst open. Listen, there is a resurrection of the dead. Yeah. And at the coming of the Lord, the graves are going to burst open. And if we're alive and remain when that and here when that happens, we'll get to see that. Man, I'll know right then, right there. My new body's coming. My new body's coming. My new body's coming. Oh man, we'll have church like we've never had church on that day. Amen? Wow! Our redemption is here! Our redemption, the purchased possession, is here! And we'll get that glorified body. We'll get to go into the celestial city, the New Jerusalem. That's four square, where the Lamb is the light thereof. And we'll serve Him day and night, just like we served Him here. Oh, just move from one worship to another. Amen. The intensity and the glory of that day. Well, I didn't mean to preach. Oh, but I did love the feeling the presence of the Lord. I'm excited, aren't you? I'm excited about that day. It's coming. It's coming soon. At the end of the book of Revelation, the Lord Jesus Christ said that He's coming. I'm coming. I'm coming soon. And my reward is with me. I'm coming. The Lord's coming. He's coming to take His bride home. Well, I tell you, the bridegroom is coming. And He's going to take His church. Oh man, the wedding supper of the Lamb is going to take place. Amen? The marriage supper of the Lamb. Wow! Isn't that going to be a glorious day? Are you ready? Church, we need to be ready. We need to trim our lamps. The Lord's coming. The bridegroom is coming. We don't need to be sleeping and slumbering. We need to be ready. We need to be waiting. We need to be looking for the coming of the Lord. Oh, he said, a righteous crown awaits me. In the fourth chapter of 1 Timothy, or 2 Timothy, he said, a crown of righteousness awaits me. And not for me only, Paul said, but for all those who love and anticipate his appearing. Let's come to the altar. Let's pray. If you're here today and you've never been saved by the grace of God, we want you ready. Amen? Come on. Let's sing a song as we come into the altar. I'm done. I'm not going to preach anymore. I got a short fuse this morning. You better take it while you can get it. Praise God. Oh, I'm so thankful. Man, I tell you what. I'm looking forward to the day the Lord comes. Yeah, He's coming for His church. He's coming for His bride. He's coming. I tell you, the marriage supper of the Lamb, the wedding supper is going to happen. Listen, bridegroom is coming. The bride needs to make herself ready. That's what John said. The bride has made herself ready. We need to ready ourselves for the coming of the Lord. Listen, if you're not ready, you need to turn from your sins. We're going to sing a song. We're going to pray for you. I hope that if you're here today and you've never been saved, children, listen to me. Listen to me, children. If you have never been saved and you're of the age of accountability, if you know that you're lost and you know that you're separated from God, you need to call on the Lord. You need to seek the Lord. You need to seek Him with all of your heart. Call upon Him. Ask Him to save you and deliver you from your sins, that you might be ready, that you might know that you're a child of God, that you're one of the redeemed. He's coming for His redeemed. Amen? Yes, He is. He's coming for us. He's coming for His church. He is coming for His people. The Lord's coming. The Lord's coming. Behold, He cometh. Oh, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see that He is our Jesus, our Redeemer. Listen, my friend, Jehovah Jireh is coming. Jehovah Raphael is coming. Shiloh is coming. Our Good Shepherd is coming. The Chief Shepherd is coming. Our Lord and Savior, our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's coming. He's coming for us. He's coming. Oh, Emmanuel is coming. The bright and the morning star is coming. The lily of the valley is coming. And He is coming for me. He's coming for me. Y'all feel that? Do you sense that this morning? The Lord is coming for you. I tell you what, I might die. My soul will go to God. My body may lay in the dirt for 1,000 years, but the Lord won't forget where I am, and He'll come and He'll redeem this body. Amen? And though the skin worms have devoured this old body, this body, Job said, and though the skin worms have devoured this old body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. My eyes, these eyes, shall behold Him. Wow! Oh, man, isn't that good? Oh, what a great and glorious Savior we have. Oh, isn't that good? Wow! Man, doesn't that just excite you? That we get to stand in the presence of the Lord in glorified bodies? Yeah. Wow. And I just want to encourage you, if you're here today and you need to move a little closer, maybe bow at this altar and pray while we sing this song. We'll pray around you. We'll pray, you know, with you. But you're going to have to pray yourself. Our prayers won't save you. You got to pray yourself. You got to call on the Lord for yourself. You know, you got to pray yourself. If anybody repents, you'll have to repent yourself. You know, if you believe you'll and put faith in Jesus, you'll have to do it for yourself. We can't do it for you. There's no quick fix or remedy here. You gotta face God with your sins. And so we're gonna sing a song. I feel it'd be appropriate today to sing a song. See, I'm ready. I believe these people here are ready. There are a lot of people here ready. Bride made herself ready for the coming. But we want to take as many people as we possibly can with us. There are others around us that we know, family members, friends, people even in this church today. You have children. Children that are not ready. I believe there's enough grace and love in God for every person here today to leave here ready for the coming of God. Go out those doors and say, I'm ready. I'm ready. Should he come today? I'm ready. I'm ready. And you can know you're ready. You can know you're ready. We're going to sing a song. This altar's open if there's anybody here. Devin, let's sing. Then we'll pray. We'll go home. If the Lord's done with us, we'll just go home. Keep praying, watching, and waiting for the coming of the Lord. Trying to encourage people, warn people. We gotta warn people. We're watchmen. The enemy is upon the watchmen on the gate. When they saw the enemy approaching, if they did not warn the danger coming, then that blood was upon them, upon their hands. We need to be free. If we warn, then there's no blood on our hands. Amen? So we warn you today to make your calling and election sure. Let's sing. Is there somebody here who would like to move a little closer to the altar and pray?